coming up.
Coming up, details on the powerful new social media tools you can use in times of crisis.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos. Following the terrorist attacks in Paris, social media companies like Facebook and Twitter are offering new tools that allow users across the world to track themselves and let loved ones know that they're okay. Joining the Tech News Briefing now to expand on the details regarding these features is Wall Street Journal reporter Deepa Seetharaman. Hey, Deepa.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. So let's start with a look at what each particular social media site offers. Let's start with Facebook's safety check. What exactly does the feature entail and how does it work?
So Facebook launched this feature last October, October 2014. And the idea is that if there is some sort of disaster or crisis happening in a specific region of the world, Facebook's social good team will turn it on for people who are in that area. And it determines that in a couple of different ways. If you've got location services on, like you've let Facebook determine your location, that's one way they know. Another way they know is by the current town listed on your Facebook profile. They'll send you a notification asking if you're safe, and if you are, you tell them yes, and you are marked safe on your Facebook profile.
I see. And similarly, Twitter has something known as Moments. How exactly does that work?
Moments is a little different. Moments is more about news and about curating all the tweets and the videos and the posts that are about a specific event and putting it in one place. So Twitter has a team of editors, human editors, that cull through everything that is being sent about a specific topic and then packages it together so readers can get a good digest of what's out there.
I see. And they're also utilizing hashtags as well. That's been a huge help in terms of just mobilizing people and getting people to know what they can do.
Yes, exactly. So there, in the moments after the Paris attacks, there's a hashtag that came out called Puerto. I don't know French, but it basically meant open door.
Right.
And it was a way for tourists and a way for others to find homes where they could spend the night.
Which is obviously, huge in times of crisis. And one more quick note about Google and what they're offering. Now, I understand they're helping in terms of allowing users to make calls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So Google has a feature so you can make calls. They have something else called People Finder, which they've turned on previously for other kinds of natural disasters. I don't know. I don't believe it's been activated in this case, mm-hmm. but they have tools as well.
And something that came up specifically with Facebook's safety check was there was a question that came up, well, why now and why not for other events that have occurred? What was the deal with that and what was Facebook's response?
So this is the first time that Facebook has ever activated a feature for something other than a natural disaster. Mm-hmm. Earthquakes, typhoons, hurricanes, that's been the main kind of purpose of safety check until Friday. So this is the first time they ever turned it on for an act of terrorism. And there were questions about why now, because there had been a bombing in Beirut the day before, and people were killed there. And Facebook only activated for Paris. And then the next day offered Facebook users a chance to temporarily change their profile picture. So it was overlaid with an image of the French flag. There was a lot of criticism. And sometimes coupled with praise about the safety check feature, mm-hmm. but questions, but why, okay, so what made Facebook turn it on in this case but not others? It was a question of judgment.
In addition to that, Facebook has also said that the feature could be, in terms of trying to use this feature correctly, they said that it could be less useful in other circumstances. What's a circumstance where this could not be quite so useful?
In times of war, in times of an ongoing conflict, it's very difficult to be marked safe because that situation could change very rapidly and turn on a dime. So they see this as something that's a very useful feature for a big, unexpected event. And an act of terror like this, an attack like this counts, and so does, frankly, so does the situation in Beirut. It's something that Facebook itself has acknowledged in a lengthy post on Saturday. And natural disasters. So Facebook now is actually widening its use of the safety check feature. They're going to use it for more situations just like Paris. which opens up a whole other can of worms that'll be interesting to watch.
And I guess they're just sort of in the process of trying to figure that out as they go kind of thing. I guess there's no choice.
Yeah, I mean, they turned it on for Paris because they had noticed a lot of activity on Facebook in those hours, and they spoke to the staff members they had on the ground and asked about for their opinion, and they said that safety check could be really useful in Paris at the time, so they activated it. Now they're going to be using it for other similar situations. Whatever Facebook deems to be serious and tragic, they will be turning it on. That's one way that they are going to be changing the feature going forward, and that, you know, becomes a difficult role for them. You know, it'll be interesting to see what kind of parameters they put in place to determine what constitutes serious and tragic.
Right, and we'll leave it at that. Deepa, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you so much.
And a spokesperson for Facebook said that 4.1 million people used the safety check tool following the Paris attacks within 24 hours. The company also enabled an option for users to temporarily overlay their profile pictures with the colors of the French flag. And that'll do it for the Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can check us out at wsj.com/podcasts, where all of our podcasts live. You can also follow us on Twitter at WSJPodcasts and subscribe to us on iTunes as well. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.